Part 3. In this part, you will hear three short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what three different radio guests have to say about three different topics. Each talk lasts about 3 minutes. As you listen, you may want to take some notes to help you remember information given in the talk. Write your notes in this test booklet. After each talk, you will be asked some questions about what was said. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Remember, no problems can be repeated. For problems 36 through 50, mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do you have any questions? Segment 1. Most people want to have as many facts as possible before they take any major decisions, especially decisions involving money. So information is indispensable in the decision-making process. Nevertheless, like so many other things, too much of something necessary may end up causing a lot of problems. And this is exactly what is happening with the information overload most decision-makers in the world of commerce and finance are experiencing. Mary Brown reports.
One statement that we almost no longer hear is, "I haven't heard. I didn't know." No matter what it is we want to find out, we can get our information either through printed materials, TV, radio, or the internet. In fact, people now are having trouble turning off this tremendous amount of information. This overabundance of information is especially perplexing for mid-level and upper-level managers who have to take decisions that very often involve large sums of money, whether it's their clients or their companies. I spoke with Trevor Howards, professor of business administration and a business consultant.
This overabundance of information, as you refer to it, has led to serious consequences within the business community. It's provoked what some people call information fatigue syndrome. It's basically the result of being exposed to too much information before any decision is taken. Even the most experienced decision maker becomes incapable of prioritizing. Symptoms include a loss of motivation, morale, and appetite. There may also be acute sleeplessness. Executives with information fatigue syndrome may develop physiological problems like high blood pressure and even heart disease.
So I guess we're talking about a situation in which I have all these facts and I can't choose which ones are important for the decision I need to make. How does one treat information fatigue syndrome? For instance, do you simply start ignoring information after a certain point?
Well, that's one way to deal with the problem. It's interesting to note that decision makers suffering from information fatigue syndrome become so obsessed with information that they end up believing that they never have enough. Instead of trying to decrease the amount of info, they actually want more information, which only worsens their condition. Managers should realize that all decisions, even the most important ones, should of course be based on facts, but they should also be based on experience and judgment. We should also learn to distinguish between what is necessary information and what is superfluous. Even really experienced managers sometimes can't tell the difference. So they let some minor detail, which has no bearing on what they want to do, inhibit them from deciding. Taking decisions means taking risks and being decisive. Many sufferers, feeling they lack decisiveness, start feeling inadequate and reluctant to take risks. And this reluctance to take risks is what hampers the growth. In fact, quite a few well-known companies like Sony and Nokia have stopped growing. Many blame this lack of growth on executives unable to choose the paths their respective corporations should take.
So, paradoxically, it seems that decision-making may become easier when we have fewer facts. Having too many facts only causes increased confusion. It's also interesting that even large corporations are not immune to this problem.
36. What problem is the discussion generally referring to? 37. What is information fatigue syndrome? 38. What is one of the symptoms of the disorder? 39. Why does the expert mention Sony and Nokia? 40. According to the information, what should business executives do?